Imagine you're flying on a brand new aircraft with cutting-edge safety systems. Now imagine discovering those very systems caused your plane to nosedive. This nightmare scenario became reality with Boeing's 737 MAX disasters, revealing a profound truth. Sometimes our protective measures become the greatest danger. This same pattern plays out in boardrooms worldwide, where sophisticated risk management systems create an illusion of security while masking catastrophic vulnerabilities. Despite investing billions in risk management, organizations consistently fail to anticipate major threats, not because disasters are inherently unpredictable, but because the methods we use to assess them are fundamentally flawed. Most alarming? In a comprehensive survey of organizations claiming to be extremely effective at risk management, nearly 70% admitted they never measured whether their methods actually worked. We're flying blind, convinced our instruments are reliable, when they're actually leading us straight into the mountain. The ubiquitous risk matrix, that red, yellow, green grid ranking threats by likelihood and impact, is mathematically proven to worsen decision-making. MIT researcher Tony Cox demonstrates these matrices have critical defects. They compress different values into single categories, assume regular intervals between scale points, ignore risk correlations, and produce inconsistent results. When people use terms like very likely or unlikely, they create an illusion of communication where interpretations vary dramatically. One manager defined very likely as 20% probability, while his colleague assumed it meant 80%. A review of 30 risk matrices in the oil and gas industry found most distorted risks by a factor of 10, leading researchers to recommend abandoning these methods. Understanding what risk actually means presents another challenge, as different fields define this concept contradictorily. Economists following Frank Knight distinguish risk, measurable uncertainty, from uncertainty, unmeasurable, contradicting common usage. Project managers define risk as an uncertain event with positive or negative effects, while dictionaries define it in terms of danger or harm. Finance often equates risk with volatility, though volatility only creates risk when you have a stake in the outcome. These competing definitions create practical problems during risk assessments, as team members may unknowingly speak different languages. Without clear definitions, organizations make inconsistent decisions or focus on the wrong threats. Our faith in expert judgment underpins most risk assessment. Yet Daniel Kahneman's research reveals catastrophic overconfidence in human prediction. When people claim 90% confidence in their answers, they're typically correct only about 66% of the time. This extends to range estimates. When providing 90% confidence intervals, most people create ranges so narrow they capture the true answer only 30 to 60% of the time. During the Challenger disaster, Richard Feynman found management estimated failure probability at 1 in 100,000, while engineers estimated 1 in 1,000-fold difference that proved fatal. Even successful executives may mistake luck for skill, like coin-flipping tournament winners attributing success to insight rather than chance. Organizations resist change even when shown evidence that current methods fail. This resistance often stems from what Hubbard calls the ex supero ursus fallacy, Latin for beat the bear, illustrated by the joke about two hikers, one wearing running shoes, not to outrun bears, but to outrun his companion. This fallacy appears when rejecting better options because they fail to meet impossible standards of perfection. Research shows people exhibit algorithm aversion. They're less forgiving of algorithmic errors than human ones, even when algorithms consistently perform better. Critics cite single failures like 9/11 or market crashes as proof quantitative methods don't work, ignoring that isolated errors don't prove one model is inferior to another. The solution to risk management's problems is embracing more rigorous approaches, not abandoning structure. Hubbard proposes a one-for-one substitution model to replace risk matrices. Instead of qualitative scales like high, medium, low, we use actual probabilities and monetary values. Each risk gets a spreadsheet row defining the risk, time period, probability of occurrence, and a 90% confidence interval for potential monetary loss. The same experts who complete conventional matrices can provide these quantitative estimates, expressing uncertainty through probabilities and ranges. Working with uncertain value ranges requires probabilistic modeling methods like Monte Carlo simulation. This approach generates thousands of random scenarios based on probability inputs, answering questions like, "What's the chance we'll lose more than X next year?" Results can be visualized as a loss exceedance curve, LEC, showing the probability of exceeding various loss thresholds, a mathematically precise visualization already used in financial, actuarial, and engineering fields. Philip Tetlock's extensive 20-year study tracking 284 experts making 82,000 forecasts concluded that humans cannot clearly outperform even crude extrapolation algorithms, let alone sophisticated statistical ones. While improving risk assessment methods is crucial, organizational implementation requires breaking down silos, establishing quality procedures, and incentivizing good analysis. Organizations need someone responsible for assessing all uncertainties across departments, whether called a chief risk officer or chief probability officer. This person should define roles and documentation, determine training requirements, including calibration training for estimators, manage model development, and track forecast performance. Creating an organization-wide risk model that crosses departmental silos may seem daunting, but can begin either with seed models that gradually expand or with a top-down design approach. A calibrated culture requires more than just training. It demands tracking predictions, reporting results, and incentivizing accurate forecasting. The Breyer score provides an objective method for evaluating forecasters based on both accuracy and confidence, rewarding those who are both accurate and appropriately confident while penalizing overconfidence. The most critical issue is aligning incentives with better risk management. Management bonuses should consider risk exposure, not just profits. Improper incentives were a major culprit in the 2008 financial crisis, where bonuses were paid without regard to increased risk exposure and never reclaimed after catastrophes occurred. In a world increasingly defined by complexity and unpredictability, our relationship with risk must evolve beyond simplistic matrices and gut feelings. The path forward isn't abandoning structure, but embracing more rigorous approaches grounded in probability theory and decision science. Speak the language of probabilities, what Sam Savage calls the arithmetic of uncertainty. Get your experts calibrated through training that improves their probability assessments. Use data for initial benchmarks, recognizing that you have more data than you think and need less than you imagine. Break complex problems down into components that are easier to estimate, then do the proper mathematical calculations. Apply filters to focus on truly significant risks rather than routine variations. As Laplace noted 2 centuries ago, probability theory, which began with games of chance, has become the most important object of human knowledge, essential for making decisions under uncertainty where potential losses are significant. By embracing this powerful mathematical framework, organizations transform risk management from a compliance exercise into a genuine strategic advantage. The greatest risk we face isn't the next financial crisis, pandemic, or technological disruption. It's continuing to rely on flawed methods that give us confidence without providing genuine protection. True security comes not from eliminating uncertainty, but from measuring it accurately and responding appropriately.